Bible reading number 7, Genesis 6, verses 5 through 22. Noah. The always present one could see that people on the earth had become very evil. Every thought, every intention in their hearts was only evil all day long. The always present one was very sorry that he had ever put people on the earth. He felt highly insulted. He said, "Although I created people, I will now wipe them off the face of the earth. I will do the same thing to the livestock, the creatures that crawl, and the birds of the air. I am sorry that I ever made them." But the always present one was not unhappy with Noah. These are the records about Noah. Noah was a righteous man, the one good man in his generation. He lived close to the one true God. And Noah fathered 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth was corrupt in the presence of the one true God. All over the world, people were violent. God looked at the world, and look, it was corrupted, because all the people on earth were living twisted lives. God said to Noah, "I have decided to put an end to all life on earth. Look, I will completely destroy them and the world, because the world is full of their violent deeds. Build a barge for yourself out of cypress wood. Make compartments in it and cover it with tar, inside and outside. This is how you must make it. The length of the barge must be 450 feet. It must be 75 feet wide, and it must be 45 feet high. Make a window of 18 inches for the barge just below the roof, and put a door in the side of the barge. You must have a top deck, a middle deck, and a lower deck. Listen, I will send a flood of water upon the earth to destroy every living being in it. Everything on the earth and under the sky that breathes will die. However, I will make my covenant with you, Noah. Go into the barge with your wife, your sons, and the wives of your sons. Take with you into the barge a male and a female of every living thing, 2 of every kind of animal, all species of things that crawl on the ground, and every type of bird. That will keep them alive. Take along many kinds of food for you and for them. Store it for yourselves and for all of them."
So Noah did everything that God commanded him to do.
That's what he did.